Hello, it's Lynn here, recording this because I have this pervasive earworm going into my head. It's funny how this earworm came into my head. I was discussing a video, a cute kind of chemistry-related video that my friend Miko had posted on my wall, and I was just kind of poking fun at my other friend, Joval. We were classmates together at Brandeis University. And I ended my sentence with Biro Lang. Now, of course, here comes the earworm. The title of this song, I'm pretty sure, is Biro Lang. It probably dates from, I would guess, the 1950s. It certainly had that style about it. And from what I recall, it's a female voice. And there was an organ playing in the background. Not like a church organ. Probably more like a rock-type organ. Like maybe what you would hear in songs from the 50s and 60s. It certainly had that kind of style to it. Maybe a Hammond, I don't know. I'm going to hum a little bit of this song because I'm thinking perhaps it would help friends who are intrigued by my little puzzle, BG, to actually hear what's going on in my head. And maybe put a title or maybe an artist to the song. So here it is, humming it. So it goes, Biro Lang, la 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 la, Biro Lang. Then it goes on, the organ's playing in the background. And I think it goes on for a few verses, I don't remember what. So that's basically it in a nutshell. If anybody could help me identify who the singer of this song is, I'd really appreciate it. Because I really hope to be able to track it down. It would just be so cool to listen to this again. Of course, I guess what I could always do is, whenever I go home to San Diego, don't know when that will be, maybe next year, I could try to find the stash of 45 RPM records and see if I could find it. I guess I could almost see the record in my mind. It's, you know, one of those smaller diameter LPs. I guess I'm dating myself, aren't I? And it's got the bigger hole in the middle that you would need an adapter to put on the turntable in order to play it. And then, of course, it plays at 45 RPM. The label, I believe, maybe, I don't know, green maybe? Either that or it's probably from the Alpha Records Corporation, the same one that had signed Nora Noor when she was a teenager in the late 1960s, early 1970s. Anyway, if any of you out there could help me solve this mystery, I would be forever in your debt. So, signing off for now. Goodbye, God bless. And to mga kaibigan Pilipino, salamat ng marami.